Joining us now is Mary Cohen of Grand Marais. Mary is a fiber artist and North House Folk School instructor. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. It's really great to be here this morning.
Share some of your background in fiber and felting.
Yeah. So I'm going to be teaching a class called Felting for Families during Family Weekend. And so I started working with wool specifically about 3 years ago now. And I was living in Duluth, Minnesota, and went to an open house at Oatlock Felt Studio. And it was a class where we all worked together making a rug, and it was a potluck. So none of us were paying to be there. We were all just excited about what was happening. And then none of us took a project home. We made a rug that stayed there at the studio with Mary Reichert, who owns and operates Oatlock. And it was just really, really magical. Wet felting is really different than any other kind of wool work I've seen before. I'm not a knitter or anything like that, but you actually start with big, loose wool. And if you have wool, water, and agitation, you will get felt, which is this really incredibly strong and beautiful material. And I just was so enchanted with the process. I said, well, I'd love to stay on and keep working with you if I could. So we started a sort of apprentice-style relationship where I was making a lot of felt, and then actually ended up coming up to Grand Marais to be an intern at North House Folk School, and have done a lot more work with wool since then. So
now felt, I've seen it in arts displays, but it's also a usable product, right?
Yes, it's incredibly usable. You can make slippers and mittens. Traditionally, yurts were made with felt walls that are really, really strong, well-insulated, breathable. Ancient Roman people would use felt armor because it is actually, if you make really thick, hefty felt, it can be really strong. And so in the class that I'll be teaching, we'll be actually be making small bags because it's kind of a manageable project. It's small enough that it's something you can do a half a day, but it's still really usable and fun and durable. So I have one here that I'm kind of holding, and it's sort of like the size of a pencil bag, but it's perfect for putting any little treasures in, and it'll last a long time.
And so visually, it's really beautiful. I see dark, almost chocolate colors and some red in a design through it, but it's also feels really warm.
yeah, exactly, which is why it's great for winter clothing. Mm-hmm. So in this part of the world, making clothes out of wool and out of felt, it makes a lot of sense. One of my favorite articles of clothing is actually a vest that I made out of felt. And it's really fun because we'll be working with wool that's been pre-dyed, and so there's lots of really fun colors, and so there's a lot of options as far as kind of texture, but also visually how you can make things look with felt.
And a lot of our listeners that are outdoors people know that wool can be warm even when it's moist.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Exactly right. Exactly.
We're looking forward to snow this weekend. So your half-day class is Felting for Families. What can students expect?
Well, we'll talk a little bit about the felting process. So like I said, you know, water, agitation, and wool, and you'll get felt, but there's a little bit more to it than that. But we're talking about where wool comes from a little bit and how it's processed before you actually get to making felt. And then we'll be doing something really neat called using a resist, which I use a hefty plastic in between the wool so that you can actually create a bag or something three-dimensional without doing any sewing at all. And that was one of the first things I fell in love with was felt, as I was not a sewer, and that kind of detailed work felt a little tedious to me. But you can get these really amazing designs that you wouldn't really imagine just by kind of being strategic with how you lay things out.
Now, the bag you have here is just one piece, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Now, the class is for adult-child pairs?
Exactly right, yep. So it's an intergenerational learning weekend, and so it could be a parent and a kiddo, or, you know, an aunt and uncle, or, you know, two friends who know each other and want to come check it out. And the starting age is 8, but really anyone of any age who is excited about wool could take the class. So.
What's exciting about working with people new to felting?
Well, it's such an enchanting, magical process. You start with this really fluffy, soft material, and there's all these tiny little barbs on wool. If you looked at it under a microscope, you'd see it kind of splintering off. And when you agitate it in water, it can kind of relax and tangle together. So it becomes this completely different thing. And every single time I do it, I think I'm totally blown away by the magic that is making felt by wet felting. And so that's what I get really excited to share with people, is this like beautiful, strong thing that is made by magic, like really. And yeah.
So we're not talking about piles of yarn, we're talking about piles of wool.
Exactly right, exactly right. So there's a few different, I think a lot of people are familiar with felting through knitting something really big and then shrinking it down. And I actually don't do any knitting in the process that I use. It's strategically just laying out really fluffy wool that's been processed and carded.
Felting for families. families is offered during Family Weekend at North House, October 16th through the 18th. What are some other weekend activities going on?
There's going to be a lot going on. I'm excited that another intern at North House, Emily Durkee, is going to be offering a cattail doll making class. So you'll do some weaving with cattails and also get to make some really neat dolls. She's really talented, and so those are really fun. There'll be some other family classes, but then in the evenings, one night there'll be a dance, a square contra dance, and then another evening we're going to be hosting a family fire night, and we'll be making bannock around the fire. And so all of those details are on the website with dates and times if folks are interested.
Sounds like a great weekend for visitors, but also for locals.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it's fun because a lot of the kids focus classes are a little bit shorter. So if you don't want to spend the whole day at North House, if you want to come take a class in the morning and then come back for the dance, you can kind of make it work for whatever works for your family.
We're talking with North House instructor Mary Cohen. Her class, Felting for Families, is Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information and registration is available online at northhouse.org. Mary, anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just thanks so much for having me. It was fun to be able to talk about felting on the air and fun to come be at WTIP.
Thanks for joining us, Mary.